Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Doing a DJ example.
I knew what it was.
Okay, welcome to Nobody Panic.
Please.
First, Tessa, welcome.
Hello.
So she's you can't see this, but she's holding her ear, and hang now on. She's put on some headphones.
Welcome to the club. Up next, mixing the beats.
Great. Is
Alexander Haddo. Alexander. I don't think I didn't say it.
I did.
Alexander Hamilton. Did you ever think of mixing that as something for you? Comedy?
Well, now I will.
I feel like an aunt at Christmas being like, you know what you should do for your comedy?
Alexander Hamilton.
Your name sounds a bit like Alexander Hamilton.
Do you know what you should do? You should get on that Apollo.
And then do some DJing.
Yes. Is there a comedian in the country whose aunt has not said, you should get on that Apollo?
Yes, 100%. So let's introduce Alexandra. Alex is so, yeah. Alex has come in because multiple things. Alex is a comedian, excellent, just in Edinburgh. Is going on tour with Not My Finest Hour? That's the name, isn't it? I haven't seen the show yet.
Debut hour. Oh, it's awful.
Everyone has told me to see it. But
I saw a little bit of it right when you were previewing, but I haven't seen the whole thing. I'm very, very excited.
She gigs 17 times a day. It's absolutely incredible. Yes, it's the hardest working comedian I've ever known.
You're out there. You're on the road. You're pleasing the people.
But the tour starts January 27th. And you're doing like Manchester, Bristol, Brighton, Leicester, Leeds, Edinburgh, all of the best cities.
Yeah, doing sort of a mini one.
Go and get tickets for that. But the reason that we're talking to Alex is she also DJs a night called Indie Amnesty. It's like Margate in London.
Yeah, Margate in London mostly.
Anyone listening who has never heard of the night, could you sum up the night for us?
Essentially, in November 2019, I was walking past a poster for the Subways. Do you remember them?
Oh my God, yes, I do.
Rock and Roll Queen. And it said they were playing in London. And I was like, that's mad. I didn't even know they were still going. I saw that and I thought, God, I really miss indie nights. And I feel like there's no just pay a fiver in, you know, do that. And I tweeted, if I just did that, if I hired somewhere, you could all pay a fiver in and we just danced to indie music and pretended it was 2008 again. Would people be up for it? And it went mental and it went viral. And I'm not a club promoter. I've never done anything in my life. And I just hired Bethnal Green Working Men's at the time for the 12th of April, 2020.
Oh, a famously excellent date.
Yes. And it sold out in like a day.
Wow.
And I had no idea who I was going to get to DJ or anything at the time. And eventually the first one happened in August, 2021. Mm-hmm. And it was great. I honestly thought about it as a one-off. I didn't even DJ the first one. I couldn't DJ. And now it's become a regular thing, which is really weird.
So that's why I asked Alex to DJ my wedding party that I'm having.
I'm so excited.
Because I really like some indie thing. I was like, oh, obviously. Because I was going to write to the wedding. And then it was like, do both.
Yeah.
Work and in that.
No, the dream.
And then I thought, you know, get like friends to DJ, because that's like a thing too. And maybe out of the 7 friends that I've asked, some of them are doing like 2 like together, like a rail card, but for DJing.
Exactly.
They only like 2 of them have ever done it before, and everyone else has been like, what? I'd love to do it, but like, I don't know. Tessa, do you want to tell everybody what you were going to do?
Because you've got a guest spot.
You were going to create one long song.
Not what I'm going to. That is what I've done, Stevie. So Stevie's asked me to DJ. We've talked about on the podcast before that DJing is my nightmare, like my true nightmare.
It won't be by
nightmare.
The time that I reveal the fourth wall, which is that it's very easy.
I'm so, so excited that you're here to help me through it. I feel hot. I've been waking up in the night thinking about doing my 20-minute set.
I mean, you don't have to do it.
I
just can't. So you know.
I must.
Okay.
I must.
I'm sorry.
No, don't be sorry. I'm so excited.
I thought it'd be helpful because it started with like not DJing. It was like, you know, when you're at a house party, someone just goes, "Oh, do you want to pop
a playlist on?"
Yeah, and you're like looking at someone else's phone on their Spotify, just being like, all I can think of is happy birthday.
Yeah. Or just like, just something so mad, like just putting on like Bat Out of Hell, just like buying some time.
Dad's Army theme tune.
Just like anything.
China
like,
in your hands, quickly.
Like, get it on. Like Arthur, like theme tune or something. Just like anything to like, just give me 1 second.
That's a banger though.
Yeah. Hey.
It's a wonderful
That's on your playlist.
And, oh my God, please. Okay.
So, and then I would made myself this like emergency playlist. Think like at parties I would be like, oh, this is people have responded to this.
That's good.
I never made anything particularly good. It wouldn't have bought me much time. But even thinking about it, my shoulders are going so high. Mm. I'm so anxious. Like I'm always very, very nervous about my music taste and like basically being in charge of the vibes for all the people.
Okay.
It's just so intense.
You guys are comedians, you know about being in charge of vibes and energy.
Good at vibes. That's the thing, and yet I'm working in a medium. Music, which is not my medium.
Of course.
I can't really hear songs. I can't sing. I can't.
May I just liken it? May I liken it to in this particular scenario, you will know everyone there.
Yeah.
You can do anything. And also, if it's really bad, that will be excellent.
Yeah.
Because everyone will just be like, know what? Nobody. is expecting you to turn up and it'd be like Fatboy Slim in his heyday. No one is expecting that. And but I was like, no one wants that from you. What we want is Tessa and Tessa's brain creating a playlist and how fun and eclectic and mad and silly and fun that would be.
Okay.
So with also the bangers that you like, we'll all like. Also like Ed Gamble's doing one and he's like, I'm going to ruin the vibe. I only like heavy metal. And I was like, that'll be really funny. No one likes heavy metal at the wedding. It's going to be a terrible 45
minutes. This is the thing as well. Don't just play what you like. Don't play heavy metal at someone's wedding because you're like, well, I like that. It's like, no, it's someone else's wedding. Sure. Drop a couple in.
Yes, right. I see.
That will be funny.
But just to say, what CV is worried about what I've done is, what I was going to do was make one long track on Audacity that was just continuous and then have that noise.
And
like
mime it.
And mime it.
I think. And that's why she's gone for 20 minutes because you can't make a file longer because it would probably be too much memory.
So. Yeah. So it's like a lot of me being like, I'll know that it's coming up, the shift.
Okay,
and then like I'll be layering and then I'm like, hong, hong.
Playing
I think the important distinction to make here is there's two types of DJs.
Right, right. Ready.
And I am one type, which is I play tracks and I make sure they don't stop and there's silence and then there's another track.
Yes.
I am not like a mixer.
Yes, okay. Great. Yeah.
You're thinking of, that's a mixer person. I am not that. Any real DJs listening will be like, who is this interloper? Okay, which is me.
Okay. But you don't want a mixer at your wedding.
Of course
then
you don't.
They get really into it and you're like, what are you doing? Just
exactly, and then they're like, God, drop the beat. No, it's not that type of thing. And neither is Indie Amnesty.
So
I couldn't do that.
So is the mixer in charge of when the beat drops?
There's basically, what I'm trying to say is there's someone like Fatboy Slim and like dance and house DJs that are, I mean, that is a whole different
art form, isn't it?
That is an art form.
Like where there's like creating songs on the hop.
Yes, exactly.
Well, that's what I wanted people to think I was
doing.
You
don't have to be doing that because
no
you'll be playing
think you're doing
the
that
Arthur
as well.
Theme tune and you just need to bring in, you know, happy birthday.
No, I'm just going to see you mimes records and go, she's a mixer DJ.
Oh my God, sorry, it's accent. This is how it opens.
Is that the Pirates of the Caribbean theme tune? Oh my God.
Because I was trying to get it to like beat drop.
No. So this is a whole different thing.
Okay.
We're going to be playing tracks.
Okay, playing tracks. And so when you do it, there's a pause, is there, between every song?
No, that's the point.
How are you doing that?
So when you see a DJ with headphones on and they're like, they seem to be doing something very important.
Yeah.
What you're doing is you're listening to how the next song you're going to play comes in. So if it comes in really slowly and really gradually, you don't want to wait for the last one to play out and then press play because there's going to be people on the dance floor being like, what the fuck's coming next? You know, because it's coming in so slowly. So you've got to start playing that one. Let's say there's a 20-second really slow intro. You've got to start playing that 20 seconds before the last one finishes.
Yeah.
So that it's just, all you're doing is ensuring smooth transition.
And is that what you're doing?
That's what I'm doing.
Okay.
Yeah. You, like, I wouldn't even know how to put, like, a beat over the Pirates of the Caribbean soundtrack, sadly, because now I think we're going to look into that.
Okay.
But what we should do for Stevie's wedding is, this is the real art form, and this is where it's sort of similar to comedy. Like, you wouldn't play that at the start of the night where people are like, what's happening? You don't want to play Common People at 8 p.m.
Right.
When people are coming in having a drink.
Okay.
Yes. You know?
Okay.
You want that when people are off their face, ideally at about 12:30.
And they're screaming the lyrics.
They're screaming the lyrics. They don't give a shit about how they look. Everyone loves it. People that are not even yet born love that song and know all the words.
Yes.
So you've got to hit that peak. So what you can also do is speed that up a little bit, imperceptibly, the Pirates of the Caribbean. You could almost drop that at like 11 p.m. when people are like,
to go on at 11.
Yeah. So like, there's on it. Like, so the DJs are going to be between like 9 and 12, maybe. But although Lola, my friend's been like, I want to be doing house at 2 a.m. And I'm like, absolutely,
that's
bring
fine,
us
that's
home.
Perfect.
So that's great. Also, think my partner, he loves film soundtracks. So I think you starting with the Pirates of the Caribbean is like perfect. That's his favorite song.
Great.
My favorite song.
It's also a lovely melding of the two.
And at that point, it will really announce you as like a different sort of DJ.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a maritime themed DJ.
But it won't all be maritime.
No, I know, of course, so don't worry.
Oh, do you know what we should have as well? You know how they've got a projector and a screen? I think we should have all the guest DJs' names and then a vibe written underneath.
Yeah.
That's a great idea.
Because you can, you know, Tessa Coates, maritime soundtrack /
anxiety.
Anxiety. Great.
You can pick a DJ name, DJ Anxiety.
DJ Anxiety.
Like riddled with sweat. That's me. I was thinking, and it's not, we're not there yet.
No, go on. No,
I was thinking about my costume.
He called it a costume, which worries me. Okay. I was thinking
very sunglasses.
Yeah.
Okay.
A very big blazer.
Okay.
Just a bra.
I don't hate that.
That's what I've seen.
I would wear that to Indie Embassy, actually.
Okay, I don't know who it is, but is there a famous DJ and or performer who wears like a sort of big marshmallow on his head? Basically, my boyfriend in the night was like, why are you staring at the ceiling? I was like, just thinking about the maritime DJing. And I keep being, anytime we hear a cool song, he'd be like, quick, put it on the thing. Mm. And then he was like, this showed me one song from this guy. And then he was like, how about if I come and support you? And wear that white bucket on my head.
And just stand
there. Be a hype man and dancer at the back, because I'll have the bucket on.
But obviously I can't express how much people think it's really complex, unless, like you say, you're Fatboy Slim. You're
going to
play some tracks.
Yeah.
Send me your tracks.
Yeah.
And then we will order them in a way that sort of builds up a vibe. That's all you need to do. It's so simple, honestly.
Okay. How do you build a vibe?
How do you build a vibe?
Talk us through.
Sort of like I was saying about, you know, if you're having an indie disco, you want to start with some tracks that people go, God, yeah, remember that?
The whole point of this party is that I'm so fed up of going to parties where I'm like, I'll be having a dance. And the music's like,
this is what I hate. I hate music like that. I hate nights like that. I want people to be screaming words.
Yes.
And that is why I accidentally started a club night.
Yes.
Accidentally.
Because of the words.
Because of the words. You've also got to realise that British people are so uptight. The dancing will start 10:30, 11:00.
Yes, quite late, yes.
Yeah.
Of course.
And you must not panic about that.
Yeah.
It's like comedy, you know, and people are like, oh, we're going to hold it in a light room where there's no stage or mic. What's the difference? And you're like, no, there's a lot of psychology around it.
But yeah.
It's the same with, like, if you want people to be up dancing, you've got to have, like, a good vibe. Don't panic. Literally, yes. Nobody panic.
Yeah.
On brand. And you've got to think about what you're doing before it and if people are going to, because people are going to get there and have a chat and have a catch up and stuff, and then they're going to have a few drinks, and then you start dropping a little banger. Oh, people want to go over. They edge closer to the dance floor, and always make the dance floor smaller, like smaller than you think.
Go on.
Okay.
Because people, a bit like comedy, if you've got people spread out, they don't laugh because they think they're on show. If people are all crammed in, you can like open a curtain, move tables, make the dance floor bigger. But if you've made it a big, vast, wide open space,
like, oh gosh,
people don't want to walk into it and be like, and here I am, I'm the first one up.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Create an environment where it's like dark and small. Bring a curtain across and kind of make it like almost like two different bits. And then you can put a big table in there, makes people feel fine, keep it dark. And then you just slowly, you bring the curtain back, you move
right.
the table.
Yes.
It's changing around them. They don't even know.
Yes.
Stage managing.
Very much.
The fear I think I would feel if I was doing it would be that when you're doing your set and say you suddenly play one and you realise the crowd's thinned out a bit and you're like, oh, I fucked it.
That can be a worry, sure.
Yes.
But you've just got to realise that, you know, sometimes a wave of people will sort of go to the bar and get a drink, but people go in waves to things, you know, and then
yes.
people are going up for a cigarette.
Doesn't mean that you're doing a bad job
not
as
at all.
Should
no.
you change the song halfway through?
Never change the song halfway
never
through.
Never change the song.
Okay, so don't show fear.
I think that's why I'm going to put the sunglasses on, just to be like, I'm...
You have the sunglasses.
Also, like you say, you've got to...
What is going on? You have to go to A&E because he's like falling off the stage because of the bucket.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you have got to realise as well that you're at a wedding full of comedians and people you know and love who will love the silliness. So
yeah.
like
you just got to...
Yeah. Exactly.
Everyone wants you to do well.
I think that's the thing, isn't it? I think it's just very hard if you are so aware of vibes,
yeah.
but you lack the language or knowledge to understand how to create the vibes. You know,
I think you have to trust that you do know more than you think, because you've been dancing and felt the vibes build and ebb and flow. And also when you're dancing and you're like, you go, I think I'm going to get a drink. You're not like, what's DJ shit? You're just like, I'm
going to get a drink now.
Exactly.
Yes.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Yeah. So requests. When you're DJing.
Oh,
great.
Okay. My boyfriend is the most patient man on earth. He's so nice to, and I have to say this, guys, drunk white women who are so rude to him.
Saying play Taylor Swift.
When we're doing Indie Amnesty, the requests tend to be, if you've got a themed night, it kind of tends to be okay because...
And Taylor Swift isn't indie, you're saying. Okay, cool.
So, no. But the point is, for your wedding, we're going... I mean, look at the eclecticness.
It's, no, of course, yeah.
We're having an indie section.
It's indie in the other sense, just like very individual.
Yeah, exactly.
it's
independent of each... Yes. Each section is independent
unique.
Of the next one.
Very hard to get a vibe going for the evening.
I think we should just have... We can't express how much there's no flow. It's like very much you're going to be on like six nights out in one.
Yeah.
And I like that.
That's what I like. Yeah,
it's really fun.
I'm into it. But yeah, when he's DJing sort of other nights, he does vinyl and he does like Northern Soul and a bit of disco and 70s, right? That's his vibe. And if you're in the room for more than 10 minutes, you're probably understanding that that's the vibe. He's got vinyl, which means... It's a physical thing as well, right? Yeah. So if like he hasn't got the vinyl, he can't play it. Women will come over and like scream in his face, like, can you play, you know, something like Nicki Minaj or...
Beyonce,
you know,
Love on Top.
Beyonce, Love on Top or whatever, which, a lovely track.
The key changes, very pleasant.
And he's like, oh, I can't because it's, you know, I've got vinyl. They will be shouting and like... And you're like... So with requests, what we always say is, if we've got it, we'll play it.
Okay, great.
Which means that if they've requested something absolutely abhorrent and they're binned off and they can't even see and they're really drunk, they think it's coming.
Great, yeah. Yeah, that's
it,
a very diplomatic. Very diplomatic.
Yeah, if we've got
you
it, we'll
have
play it.
And secretly just be like, I don't want to play it. The vibe is wrong and they don't understand the
They don't
build.
Understand it. Or like people that are like, oh, can you play, you know, Oasis, Supersonic? And you're like, well, if anything, that's going to be the very last song of the night. You know, because it's quite slow. Don't Look Back in Anger, Supersonic, Wonderwall. Very last song, because you're never going to bring the vibe back up after one of those.
That's true, yeah. Mm.
So people request it at like 8:30 when they've got there and they've accidentally got too drunk in the afternoon, and you're like, yeah, we will play it, mate. We will play it 5 hours from now where you will be at home.
Yeah.
But, you know, you just have to kind of placate people.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Whilst being like...
Yeah, it's coming. It's coming.
Yeah, and also, because you were saying as well, which I didn't realise, is that if the venue as well, like, it depends on the venue's kind of like internet and Wi-Fi and stuff, you have to have all the songs like pre-done anyway.
So what people don't realise is that you have to download the tracks. Like, you're not just doing it off Spotify, otherwise, like, which everybody can and should do. That's fine. But that is so reliant on Wi-Fi. And if you're doing someone's wedding and, like, you know, like we are, and it's then like, oh, the signal's gone, or the thing won't load.
We haven't paid for the ads so in the middle.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
all the Nobody Panics audio book, which is now available on Spotify.
Yes, exactly. So you have to download each track.
Oh my God.
Remember that. It was literally, so it's like 59p. So when you get a track list from somebody's party or wedding or whatever, and you're like, they're like, these are the sort of non-negotiables. Like, we download them. So that's why you're paying for, like, if you're having a big party, half of it is like, because we've got to get the tracks so that you can actually hear them.
And so then the requests are just like, we haven't downloaded every piece of music, but they don't know that.
They don't realise that.
That's good to know. I was also just thought then, the Nobody Panic theme tune.
Is that going to be in your set?
No.
Okay.
But that is a great example of like, oh my God, that'd be so funny. And then you do it and you're like, no one's dancing to this.
Mm. Yeah, like, jokes tend to save them, but like pop them on if they're short or near the end, I would say.
Or just quietly and just play it to this person in your own phone.
Yeah.
Like that's the...
Private.
Yeah. Right, okay. Yeah. It's very, very helpful.
Yeah. It's just so much with parties, I'm increasingly aware that I've decided there are three types of people. Vibes are ignorant. Don't know what vibes are. Sometimes they might be like, it was weird and I couldn't tell, like... Couldn't tell why. Couldn't tell you why. Like... simply doesn't occur to them. Would never come back and report it. Doesn't even know the vibes exist. Live your life. A vibe seer, the worst position, understands the vibe, cannot tell how to fix it.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, yes.
And then a vibes merchant. Understands the vibe.
The buyer and seller of
the
vibes.
The buyer and seller of vibes. Constantly in
has
control of
the
vibes.
Has the power to change it.
Has the power to change it. Understands, knows, can fix. Yeah. And in some areas of my life, vibes merchant.
Yeah,
hard.
100%. Mm. Yeah.
Thank you so much.
You are definitely a vibes merchant, I would say.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
This is why I find this so hard. Because I had to downgrade myself to be like, I think I might actually be ignorant here.
No, you're not at all.
You're a vibe seer, definitely. Yeah. And at least. Like, I think give it like 2 songs, you'll be a vibes merchant.
Yeah. I just worry I'll be there being like, Stevie, it's wrong and I don't know why. And it'll be just you on the dance floor with your really encouraging eyes being like, I'm loving it.
Also, can I say, one of the greatest things about Stevie's wedding, which I would say 98% of UK weddings don't have, is going on till late.
Okay. Right, yeah.
I would say most of the weddings I've been to, it stops just as soon as the vibe is perfect.
I can't. Mm. It's always like carriages at midnight. And you're like, even the ones in London. And you're like,
yeah.
But like, I've now finally.
Do you not know what vibes are?
I've spoken to everybody. Yeah. I'm pissed. I want to dance.
Now, they're like, and this is the final song.
And final song. You're like, what?
I've been forcibly removed from more than one wedding in which they announced that they either switched the big light on
or
they said, we're going to close the doors now. And I was like, you've made a Bikram yoga experience. And we have to. Yeah, and they were like, our license. Or they've just been like, that's it now. And I was like, you have to tell people, or ideally what you should do is say, sorry, the vibe's ignorant and suddenly coming out hard with some vibes.
Yeah.
You want to say, this is the last song now, play your last song, then let people chant one more song and give them one more song.
So they at least feel like
they've got something back. It was the lights went on, it was taken away from them, but they got their and now they feel at peace. Whereas you just take it away from them, they're like, I didn't prepare.
Yeah.
And then, you know, some enormous bouncer is like, we haven't got a license for this. And I was like, well, don't run a wedding venue if you can't,
honestly,
you cannot sustain the vibes.
Yeah, I feel so strongly about UK weddings ending at what feels like 7 p.m. It's midnight or like sometimes 11. And you're like you say, yours will be the trajectory of probably a club night where like everyone's having a lovely time, they're catching up, they're chatting, they're then like having a dance, then going back. And then by sort of 11 midnight, it's like a big party.
Yeah.
That is exactly what you want. Then some people where, you know, they're like, the ceremony is at 10 a.m. And you're like, what? Why? Why?
Yeah, so then
happening?
Also you've got up really early and then you're really tired, but you also want to dance. So then you kind of push through and then it's even worse when it finishes at 12 because like, hang on, I wanted to sleep at 8 p.m.
Yeah.
I've pushed through. Now I'm hysterical.
Yeah.
Like this energy, I need to put it somewhere.
Absolutely. Yeah.
You often have like a coffee after dinner as well. So you're like, ah!
Yeah. And what's good about yours is because it's like essentially you've taken like the party element and put it in the one night, is that people will want that pizza and then carry on. A few
there's
hours
a
to go.
Snack.
Half-time snack.
So what's the ideal, what's an ideal aim for like a DJ set at a wedding if you're someone like Tessa who like hasn't really like DJed before?
What do you mean in terms
time,
of
time? Sorry.
Oh, time.
I didn't say the one noun.
The crucial word. I think like half an hour.
Great. Okay.
It will feel, honestly, because the first Indie Amnesty, right? So I met my boyfriend and we were friends. Okay. Didn't know him when I booked Indie Amnesty. Met him in between it being postponed for a year and 4 months, but we were friends. Then I was like, well, you DJ it as well as my friend that owned the pub that we met in, right? So I was like, you two can DJ it. And they were like, yeah, great. And then on the second one, they were like, Alex, you can definitely do this. Like, you're not, like you say, you're not mixing, you're not being Fatboy Slim, you're not dropping a beat behind the Pirates of the Caribbean theme tune. Right? You're basically choosing which songs to go on where and making sure that there's like a flow of music. And I was like, oh my God, I can't do it. And you look at these things, right? Because you look at these controllers and all the equipment and stuff like that. And it's made for somebody that can, if they want to, do all that fancy stuff.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I was panicked so much. And I was like, I will do 20 minutes on the second ever Indie Amnesty. And they were like, okay. And they were right, because an hour later I was like, I'm basically having a big house party and everyone's loving my selection. And I am that prick at a house party as well, where like I'm DJing and I'm like, oh, next one. And people are loving it. And I'm like, oh my God, oh my God. And you feel...
When you choose a song and people scream, you're like,
it's a massive rush. It's like you're drunk with power.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I still think about this time when my sister lived in London and she was having a party, just like, I was just in a living room. There's maybe like 15 people. And it was just acknowledged that everyone was going to start making a move. And then I was like, oh, well, let's just put this one song on, because I saw in Gina's eyes, like, oh, I'm not ready yet.
Yeah, yeah.
And I just, it's Vibes not like
merchant,
a song.
And she saw what to do.
I saw the ad.
She saw the solution.
She saw the solution. And I don't know what, it's not like a song that I really regularly listen to. It just popped into my head. And I put on Rihanna, S&M, and everyone went, oh my God! And so I was dancing, I was like, this is a drug. But then I couldn't really continue the thing, because I was like, I'm too involved in that.
I was going to say, because I was on drugs.
I was on drugs. No, absolutely not. Fully sober, being like, more songs about bondage, is that what you want? But like, it was a wonderful feeling, which I can imagine is equally hard when you put the one and be like, they're going to love this. And then you see someone go to the toilet and you're like, why did you pick that time? But I suppose the idea is just to look at the overview. And like, there are people dancing. I'll be dancing the whole time. But there are people dancing. There are people enjoying it.
You'll be wetting yourself on the dance floor because you can't ever leave.
I can't ever leave.
Because people will think you're
starving.
You chose.
I haven't spoken to anyone.
But this is the other...
I can't get a drink.
You can't do anything. Can't never leave.
Terrible.
Just making constant eyes with the DJ.
Yeah,
this is also like one of the most important lessons about DJing. Let go of your ego.
Okay.
Don't play something just because you are desperate to hear it, but it might kill the vibe.
Okay, cool. Don't risk those things.
Yeah.
Because you're not on the dance floor.
Because, exactly. And like, I've got three songs which I have to play at Indie Amnesty famously within a half hour of everyone arriving, because I'm like, I love these.
Get out your system.
But they're not for everyone. And Joey will be like, and I'll sometimes like forget to play one and it'll be, you know, 10:30. And I'll be like, Joey, please, can I play that? And he'll be like, it's too late.
It's too late.
And he's like, I like it as well, but you can't. So there might be things on your playlist where, you know, you'd be like, what about that? And I might say, you missed the boat.
Okay, interesting.
That's interesting.
Okay. Like, you can if you want, but I think it's going to clear the dance floor.
Be aware that it might soften the... And a question I wanted to ask, which we haven't touched on, and I don't even think it's a thing. Speaking into a mic during the set, going,
I've never done it.
Come on,
we've never done it.
Good, okay. No. Right, just seeing where you stand on that. Fine.
That's very sort of like, this is one for the lovers.
I'm thinking, okay, I didn't know if it would be a one for the lovers vibe or...
Sometimes people ask for it if you do a big party and stuff, but it's mostly... We're not like hype men.
Good. Right, fine. Okay.
That's mostly just for things like, and now this, you know, the best man wants to say a few words.
Yes. And now it's the first dance. Right, all that, which we're not doing.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, will you please, you know, be upstanding?
Remain upstanding.
Remain upstanding and form a circle.
Great.
But I've never done I can't imagine anything.
That's great. That's a real load off. And also the idea of having the screen to announce the different DJs,
I like that,
means that no one has to speak,
and it's silly and funny.
Ask everyone for their DJ names and their vibes.
They can absolutely have a mic if they wish to, if they want that to be part of their DJ persona.
I'm not giving Nish Kumar and Ed Gamble a mic at my wedding, thank you.
You are correct.
Because it'll be two of the greatest hours of comedy anyone's ever seen. Yeah. That's not the time.
Not now.
Not now. Any more? Do you have any more? Bernie, this is the one time before this? No, it's not.
My shoulders have really come down.
They have, yeah.
Over this episode.
I can't express how much it's going to be loads of fun and you will want to stay on there after 20 minutes.
That's great. Really nice to hear.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
I really think you should do the big blazer bra.
Yeah. I think I'm going to go big blazer and bra.
Yeah. I'm going to go weird now. Fuck it. I'm going to.
Well, it is nice. Like you were saying, like getting dressed. Like it's when you said, I like to have this thing three times a year where I get to be like, this is incredibly cool.
Yeah, because on stage, I never wear anything.
Right? And I say,
I beg to differ. You look exceptional whenever I've kicked with you.
It's cool, but it's understated.
I'm never sexy.
It's not sexy.
You're not tight,
it's like, jeans, it's bits. It's cool.
I'm one of the lads. Don't attack me.
Yeah, don't attack me. Please don't kill me.
It's a survival.
Yeah. And definitely in my stand up, it's a similar, like, this woman couldn't be less threatening.
Not a threat to anyone here. So it's basically,
But then when we do the live podcast, I started being like,
a threat.
I tell you what this bitch is, a fucking threat.
Hide your man.
Yeah. I see. Because she coming. No, I've seen All Killer No Filler and Kiri wearing all these, you know, they come both kind of all their glitter and everything. And I was like, oh, I'm so jealous. And I was like, whoa, you have your own live podcast. Yeah. You have a space to wear glitter if you wish.
It's so nice.
And it's like, this is the thing I wear for the podcast. Like the live shows is like, I'm going to dress up.
Yeah.
And so it's lovely to have an excuse to being like, okay, I couldn't do it for this thing in my life.
Yeah, you have a specific vibe and you could like, it's a dressing. So you can like dress in like a totally different vibe to how you normally would without having to worry about like, I've got to, like, before Nobody Panic Live, there's a lot of like, so this shoe, that shoe. And then like once she came on with like but one different shoe on each because she couldn't decide which one. And then like I had to carry her off stage.
Yeah. Ask the crowd and the crowd were like, we aren't invested in this. Yeah, we don't know which shoe.
Dressed,
we don't know which shoe you should. How can we trust you to carry us through for an hour? You've got two shoes, different shoes on.
Like a blazer and a bra. Shoes.
So when I'm back in the party, I'm going to take the glasses off.
Oh.
And people were like, who's that?
Like Clark Kent.
People were like, you missed a DJ. I'm like, oh.
I'm like, that's so weird.
Your idea of how people perceive you DJing is so funny.
You just sitting in a martini at the bar just being like, did I?
They played some good songs, didn't they?
And then it just zooms into you just doing a little smile. We did it.
We did it, Joe.
Cheers to my boy with a bucket on his head. I gaffer taped some eyes on.
He's knocked himself out.
He's unconscious.
Everyone knows who he is as well because he's just drenched in sweat. And he takes
Oh, that's her partner. Yeah, no, sure, yeah. Very, very fun. Well, look, thank you so much, Alex.
I think you've really
made Tessa feel better.
I
feel like I might do half hour.
You simply must. We'll be there in case anything goes wrong.
Yeah.
It's going to be fun.
In the morning, I should like round it up. Look, thank you so much, Alex.
I'm excited.
I'm so excited.
Go on tour with Alex.
Tour with me. Win a ticket to go on tour.
Yeah, wow. Every train, stay in every hotel station.
Please do.
We're going to do a few indie
amnesties on the tour and tie it in.
Oh, that's
incredible.
Fun.
Okay, so where's the best place to find it? Is it your Instagram at Alexandra Haddo?
Yeah, it's all on there. You can link through.
Got a website?
I've got a link tree.
Yes, great.
On my Instagram.
And that's where it's at these days.
That's where all the tour dates are and all the indie amnesties. Oh, and this is actually an exclusive.
Oh, my God.
Stop.
Oh, my God.
We're doing a New Year's Eve special indie amnesty at 21 Soho as well.
Shit!
Wow. It's going to be crazy.
Oh, that's going to be so fantastic.
It's
going to
be fun. It's a tenner in. Come and have a snog.
Come and have a snog.
No queuing.
Why no queuing?
But basically, because it's not a huge, massive club where it's like one in, one out. You've got a ticket. You're getting in.
Yes.
You might have to wait to pop your coat away.
Sure.
That's it.
I'm going to go
and dance.
If I see even a scrap of a queue at any moment,
and demand a refund.
Yeah. It says no queue.
Yeah.
Okay. That's fantastic. I was going to say that New Year's Eve is always crap. So let's go and have a good one.
Yeah, I know. We did the first one last year and everyone just was like, it's a lovely night.
That's the New Year's Eve you need.
That's what you want.
So basically a big house party, but none of the clearing up after.
Ideal.
Oh my God.
Ideal.
Come on.
The people at 21 Soho.
See you there.
Yeah. I'll declare enough. Well, thank you so much. And thank you, Tessa. And thank the God of DJs. And I can't wait to hear your set.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
Can't wait to hear yours.
Can't wait to hear
your set.
Can't wait to hear
everyone's sets.
Yeah.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hi, I'm Lucy Beaumont.
And guess what? I'm Sam Campbell.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, you might enjoy our podcast. It's called Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains.
We have a podcast and it might be, I probably don't want to sound, like I'm bragging, but it's dynamite. It is electric. It's high voltage. And please, we really need you to listen. You don't understand how much we need this.
Is it on all the platforms?
Oh, it absolutely is. But this one is coming. This one's out now. Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains.